for you all to be here, because I'm talking to you today. And anyone else who knows themselves as just beginning. Okay. Do you believe there's a hero in you?
Yes.
We're going to see. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I have some heroes in my life. One of the things I need to recognize is that where we are today is not where we started. Most hero stories, they start with 30 years ago, with 50 years ago, they started cultivating that hero spirit within them. And then, ta-da! I know a lot of you know me and you know that I'm a hero.
Amen.
There we go. I'll pay you on your way out. But some of you, I know I'm going to have to prove it to you, and I can do that. You know, my girl Kim came in, and she had a Bible, and I said to Kim, because the universe supports me, I was wondering, I wonder how many pages in a Bible. And Kim brought in a Bible, and it was 2,773 pages in that Bible. I'm going to talk about the first 35 words. The first 35 words. You know, when I read the Bible, and you notice if you've been here to see me before, I fell in Genesis and I just stay there. Everything I need to know about myself, I found in Genesis, and I question it not. So I recognize that the way to do things that God sort of say, do it like I do it. And in Genesis, it tells us that. 35 words into the book, 2,773 page book, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it says, now the earth was formless, empty, and dark. Okay, I recognize that. Ain't nothing going on. And then God said, don't worry about what he was talking about. God said. And I recognize that after God said, it said God saw. God said, God saw. Three verses later, it says, God said something else, and then God saw. And every time God said, and then God saw, God said, that's good. That's good. I paid attention to that. And then down further, God said something else, and then God saw something else, and then God said, that's good too. And then I kept going. I'm still in Genesis. And God is still talking. God said. And then God saw. And then God said, that's good too. Then God got to the stuff that really important to me. Then God said, we're in the 26th verse of the first chapter. Let us make mankind in our image. Give me our image. And our likeness. Give me our likeness. So that they may rule over a whole bunch of stuff. Fish in the sea and birds in the sky and stuff that's on the land. I was paying attention. God created mankind in his own image, in his own likeness of God, he created them. Now that's important. I was created in the image and likeness of God. What about you all? Yes. Give me amen. You too. Amen. Okay. Then I sort of, when I read the Bible, I sort of take things personal. I sort of hear it in my own ear. And this is verse 28. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over everything I done made, rule over all that stuff. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant, every seed-bearing tree, every seed-bearing tree, fruit, everything. I'm giving you the seed of it. And you can count on the fact that whatever the seed is, you're going to get the result of that. Everybody in agreement? Yeah. Do you really think I'm a superhero? I'm asking. Okay. I see the people that really love me say, yeah, I know the other one saying, I don't know. So God gave it all to us and said, after God made man in its image and likeness, did God change the words a little bit? It said, God saw all that he had made, but it was only after he made us in his image and likeness. It was only after he individualized himself in us that God jumped out with some different words. It said, not that it's good. Now it's over the, it's very good. See, I paid attention to that. I pay attention to what it is that's going to serve me well. So I recognize God said first, and then God saw. God said, and then God saw. God said, and then God saw. Okay, let me go to the title of why we're here today. What do you expect when you name a dog Chaos or something like that? So I'm taking you back 30 years ago. That's why I say when you have growth, people always take you back to the day. So 30 years ago, one of my heroes, my sister is here. See, she wasn't always as bright as she is today. So there's hope for all of you, okay? But 30 years ago, my sister and her family moved to California. My brother-in-law said, we need a dog. We need a puppy. We need to ground our children in this new place, and a puppy will help. So it was his job to go fulfill that. And Eddie came home with a 10-month-old Doberman. Yeah. My sister, my hero that has grown through the days, she asked, now that was not her idea of a puppy. In that moment, she had all the evidence that maybe the alignment of her idea and the outpicturing of the form could be adjusted a bit. This is not her idea of a puppy. But anyway, she asked, what's the dog's name? And her husband said, I don't know. And my brilliant sister, that is my hero, said, now you did hear what God, how God made things, how God did things. You understand? God said, and then God saw. Okay, my sister said, we should wait a few days to see what he does. We should wait a few days to name him, so that we can get an idea of his personality. Okay? That's not the way God did things. God said, and God saw. But no, my hero of a sister that is brilliant today said, oh, just let's wait to name it. After a little while, she came up with the name to name him Chaos. Now, the word has been spoken. She said for 2 years she watched as this dog did exactly as he pleased. And the minute her back was turned, he waited. See, he's smart, though. He waited till her back was turned. And then he tore apart everything in his path. And one night, in total frustration and aspiration, she cried out. She didn't say, God, why have you forsaken me? That wasn't her story. She asked the dog, what is wrong with this dog? She said that the moment she asked that question, the answer came to her. Well, Dar, what would you expect from a dog you name Chaos? There has been so much growth in my sister through the years. She really, really, really smart now. She said when the answer came, she laughed, and she quickly recognized that she could have named that dog anything. She could have named it Teddy. She could have named it Freddy. She could have named it Happy. But no, she named it Chaos. And now she wondered, why is this thing eating up everything I got? She said this was a cruel thing for her to do to the dog. She recognized that naming her dog Chaos was cruel, not only to her and her family, but it was cruel to the dog, because now the dog had to act in the name in which it was given. See, that's what God said. God said, hey, 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 you doing this. You're the one. We're in partnership of co-creation. So now you name stuff, and I'm going to back you up. I'm not going to question what you named it. You just, and it said, be plentiful. Fill my world up. That's what God said. Fill my world up. Multiply. I ain't had no babies, but I understood God was talking to me. So God was saying to me, have as many experiences as you can. See, that's multiplying to me. Do it the way you want to do it. But before you do it, name it right. I heard some crazy, crazy, crazy things come out from my people that I truly love. And so I recognized that in Chicago, a lot of people didn't recognize my superhero qualities. But here I recognized I had to dig and say, okay, let me show them the proof that I am a hero. You know how Wonder Girl spins around? Well, I had on my tall heels the other day, and I spin around. I was on the ground at Walmart in the parking lot. And I said, I named the next experience. God, give me 3 men to pick me up now. And I was fine. But you know, Wonder Woman, she spins around and then she gets all her equipment and she's spinning. So here I go. I spin slow. You said it.
Yeah.
Here's my cape. Yeah. Don't tell me I ain't a hero. I'm a superhero. And here's my thing that all superheroes have. They got to have a, I see you. They got to have, I see you. They got to have a thing. Now you believe me, don't you? A hero always lived in me. A hero lives in you. So let me help you find how to touch that hero. Now understand, I'm not asking you to do anything to be your hero that is not already in you. When God said, I am making you in my image and likeness, what that meant, you hear me? You hear me? What that meant is I'm putting my seed of all possibilities and everything is possible in you. Amen. That's what that meant. I'm the seed of all of that. And so are you. Got to have the light. Okay, so some people work this out better than others. My sister works it out real good after her chaos experience. So let me tell you about another person in my life. I was trying to figure out where should I tell my next two stories, because one is a real downer, and one is a really, I'm going to tell the downer first so I can lift you back up. So you all don't tell Reverend Karen, I came there and she just left me feeling worse than before. Okay, so here Darlene was, and she named her dog Chaos. She's the individualization. Ooh, this is fun. In the life. She's the individualization of God, no matter whether she knows it or not. When she speaks her word, whether or not she knows who she is or not, something is going to be made. That came with the seed that she is. So we are all have a partnership with God for co-creation. Now, what I call this magnificent specimen of a woman. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to give you a tip, okay? what I call this is Spirit naming a next experience. Now, what I noticed about God when it was making stuff, it did the water, it did the light, it did the sea, it did the fishes. Now, what would you have thought about this if God made fish, and then God made fish, and then God made fish? They ain't moving nowhere, just God making some more fish. And tomorrow, God making some more, nothing new going on, just some more fish, then we wouldn't have the need of 2,771 more pages of that. Okay? So we know God is in the happening of making things happen. And when that seed was put in me, that meant that I am the spirit that makes things happen on this mountain. Now your mountain. Your mama, your mountain ain't they mountain. That's your mama and your, but it ain't they mountain. That's your mountain. You put stuff on your mountain. I put stuff on my mountain. And the way I put things on my mountain is to name things. Here's the story. I'm not gonna leave you here. So it was a lady that we know. She had issues of breathing. And all she had to do is take a diuretic, get the fluid off her heart, keep on moving, go out partying. But she named that medicine poison. I ain't taking that poison. That medication poison. So she wouldn't take it. And then when things got rough, she called a practitioner. Okay, I ain't laughing about it. I'm just telling you what it was. She couldn't breathe. All this fluid on her lungs. So the practitioner first had to calm her down and tell her who she is, remind her who she is. Let's breathe. Just let's breathe. Just so she could get the air to call 911 to get an ambulance to her. They go to the hospital, get the fluid off her lungs. She good to go, bring her back, and she ain't taking that medicine. Why? Now, she the individualization of God. She has the power to name things, and now she's naming it. wouldn't take it. Okay, the reason I call this not a happy story, because she made her transition, because one day, I ain't laughing at you, boo. I ain't laughing at you. But one day, she got in that, and she didn't come out. She named that which could help her. She named that which was helping her poison. Now, I wouldn't tell this story, except I know some people that's here that told me that about their medicine. They have cursed. They have cursed. I don't want to take that, Reverend Cheryl. It's poor. Oh, okay. Individualization of spirit just can't go around naming stuff any willy-nilly thing the way they want to name it and then think ain't nothing going to happen. We're the individualization of God. And when God says there is going to be a form at the end of that verse, amen. God said, God saw. She said, she's the individualization of God. She said, it's poison, I'm not taking her. And I know where she is today. All the infinite intelligence of what she is right where she is, so I know she's okay. So chaos is not the way to do it. But she gave herself some time to learn, because she real smart. This lady came up with the idea of it being poison, that which could help her. She may choose to do another journey. I don't know. But I have my girlfriend, my California sister in California that dealt with the power of her word just a little bit. Oh, I just feel I need to spin. Okay. If I had on those red dots, I ain't going to say that. Okay. So, she had a diagnosis that was really, 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 really bad. And what she started doing when she had told people were concerned, people loved her, and they would ask her, how you doing today? And her answer was, I am well. I am well. I am well. That's her answer. I am well. She did I am well so long, she decided to come up with a word of a day. Word of the day. She went from well to I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am magnificent. I am all that and a bag of chips. And people would come, what's the word today? What's the word today? So she taped the word on her computer, and they just came back, get the word today, and that's the word that it was their opportunity to embody this new word and be this new word and name themselves this new word. So all the power in the universe could get busy. She named herself well. I am well. Years later, somebody asked her about that really, 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 really bad diagnosis that she had gotten. And she said, well, the doctor says nothing to me about it, and I say nothing to the doctor about it. She's getting tests. They run in blood. I mean, she gets her physicals every year. When you speak your word of wellness, that which was before has no business being there after you name yourself again. Name yourself again. Name yourself again. Did you think all this fabulous came from one name? No. I name myself, and I name myself, and I did not take those names that people named me when I was doing sixth grade for the third time. They called me stupid, not my family, but I call myself brilliant. Now, it was a little hard, see? You need the little light to be able to call that what you're looking at that don't look so good brilliant. But when you know who you are and the power that you have, it's easy. Easier. So I didn't tell you what my name of my superhero is because I got to have a name. If I don't have a name, people think I'm crazy. My name is the name whisperer. I like that. I could make up anything I wanted to do because it's my hero-ness. The name whisperer. And I made a commitment to myself that every time I spoke to anyone in my company, I would name them correctly. Love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health. I see it. Prosperity, freedom. That's what I name you every time I come around. That's why you all like being around me. Because I know how to name stuff. And now I'm giving you the opportunity and the responsibility for you all to do your God thing. Okay? Let me tell you what Ernest Holmes says about this whole thing. I'm getting it. I had a lot of pages. Ernest Holmes is the founder of this teaching. Sorry. Okay. We are thinking, willing, knowing, conscious centers of life. Now, he used the word conscious centers of life. God used the word, you my seed. Say it a little different. You my seed. Ernest Holmes calls us conscious centers of life. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there is flowing through us a creative something. He didn't put a name on it. Put your own name on it. It's a something that we are flowing in, immersed in, and surrounded by. This something, call it whatever you want to call it, the sum total of all our thoughts, our will, our purpose, and belief, creates a tendency in this law that causes it to react to us according to the sum total of our beliefs. Now, I understand the sum total of our beliefs are the words that we're using, the name that we're naming things. That's our belief when we call it hard. Okay, you just named it. Please don't call school hard. You got to go anyway. You might as well make it easy for yourself. You understand? Because I called it hard. I've been in school as long as most folks here with double doctors. And all of it was hard because I called it hard. Now, people I was sitting to called it fun and happy, and they are having a ball. I called it hard. Don't do that. When you decide to do something, call it easy. Call it fun. Call it joy feel. Give some time to name the day. What's the name of the day? And after you give it the name of the day, it's your responsibility and my responsibility and the lady that named her dog Chaos responsibility. My brother said, don't put me in your lesson. Don't even name me. But he my hero, so what am I going to do, right? They had to say that. What are you naming your activities? Okay, so you know how fabulous I look. I gotta get a blue one of these, because when I wear blue, it's gotta match, you know that. Okay. But anyway, gotta find out where I was. Okay. So in naming things, I recognized after I was in it or got through it, I could have come up with a better name of what I gave it. But the responsibility is, don't do it again like that. Change the name. Don't keep making cabbages. God made all the vegetables, not just cabbages. You don't have to make your yesterday again today and again the next day. You don't have to do it. Start off by, how would it feel to feel free? Name yourself freedom. Then align yourself with the feeling of freedom. Always be in alignment with the name that you are naming yourself, because when you name yourself, something is about to happen, because you are the individualization of that which made and is making and always gonna make all things. No amen?
Amen.
All right now. Okay. So as the name whisper, one of the things I really have to do is to whisper. People here know that when I told them, rename yourself, child, it wasn't a whisper. So it wasn't a whisper. So I want you all to recognize, anytime you come to me and you talking about something, because I'm going to ask you, what's your dream? What you dreaming about? What you dreaming about? Get ready. Get your dream ready, because I'm going to ask you, what you dreaming about? And when people tell me they dream and they say, I hope and we'll see, that ain't what God does. God says, and then God sees. God says, and then God sees. And then God calls it good. I guess I can wrap this one up. I thank each and every one of you for participating in my silliness, which I know is divine, because I do the naming here. So I recognize on this mountain, I'm closing us up, I'm doing my prayer, right? Okay. How long do I get to pray? Don't say that. Okay. Okay, give me my pray music. Need music, but I'm going now. So right here and right now, I recognize a power that is all powerful, all good, whole, perfect, and complete all the time. This power is love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, and freedom. And this power put its seed in and through each and every one of us. This power is the big bear that anybody's going to have to face when you come up to me, because when I stand in that which I know that the universal power is behind me saying, don't mess with that one. I know who I am. I know how to co-create. I recognize that each and every one of us has the seed of greatness in us, has the seed of all possibility in us, has the seed that no matter what this mess looks like today, there is the potential of a different experience tomorrow, and we have the seed that can call that forth. When I speak, I recognize that God is speaking. When I listen, I know that God is listening. When even I sing, I know God is singing. Don't sound like the Bradfords, but that's okay. I stand in my Godhood because I recognize that if you cut off one of my legs, it ain't gonna walk no more. I recognize that all my power is connected to that which is in me, my God's seed. My God's seed that gives me the power of calling all things new in this day. Doesn't matter what it looked like yesterday. It's what I, as the individualization of God, calls it today. And I stand in this power recognizing that when I was named, the namer named me very good. And who am I to tell God it's a lie? I ain't gonna do it. I'm standing the fact that yes, you're telling the truth about me. Yes, that is true about me. Yes, that is the power that I have. Yes, that is the freedom that I have. And yes, I have a hero in me with everything necessary for the outpitching of greatness. Everything necessary for the outpitching of amazing. That's what I call myself. Amazing. And God didn't lie. I accept this knowing that when I name myself correctly, the whole universe opens up, supports me, and says, yes, ma'am. And I'm in love with this. I accept it right here. I accept it right now, knowing that this is not just my truth, because this is God's truth. The power of naming things, and once it's named, the expectation to see it, I know that this God's truth is your truth, and your truth, and your truth, and your truth, and our truth. I accept this now, knowing that when I know this, amazing is just sitting at my toes, ready to dance. I accept this here. I accept this new life now. And together we say, so it is. Thank you.